Good morning. It's 8:47. Time now for Ask the Expert, and I bring in my guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Real fine.
Hey, good to talk to you, Don. Now, as we get underway here this morning, there was a walking tour at Evergreen this past Sunday, Don. What was that like, and do you do that on a regular basis?
Yes, we had our 15th annual historic walking tour at Evergreen Burial Park Sunday in the rain. It's usually a sunny day, but we had a pretty nasty day for rain, but 15 brave souls came out for a walking tour, and it was really a different perspective to come to the cemetery on a rainy day and just to walk around. But we had had a nice turnout for the weather, and we had three actors that portrayed some of the individuals that are buried at Evergreen.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that, Don. As you say, some actors portraying some of these individuals. Who were they, and why were they interesting, and did the folks in attendance enjoy that and learn a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think that they do enjoy hearing from someone in, first person. Professor Brad Coleman from VMI came down to talk about William McCauley, who was a captain in the 4th Cavalry and was killed in World War II and is buried in Belgium. But his family has a monument at Evergreen and memorializing that young man's life. And Professor Coleman did a real nice job telling the story about William McCauley. We also had an actor portraying Kay Lawson, who was a famous photographer in Europe, and she's from Roanoke. And then another actor that portrayed our Union soldier, Captain Robert Henry Day.
We're speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning on Ask the Expert, talking about a walking tour that took place at Evergreen this past weekend. Now, Don, if folks couldn't make this particular tour, is there some way they can find out more about the next one that you have on the way?
Absolutely. We typically host this walking tour on Columbus Day weekend Sunday, but it's a self-guided tour. We have a booklet that you can come into any Evergreen Memorial Trust property office and get, and then do a self-guided tour.
Okay, so again, that's a good, you pose a good question in itself, Don. If folks would like to come out and do a walking tour, maybe a self-guided tour, just come out and see one of your properties, what do they need to do?
That's right. Well, our gates are open from dawn to dusk, and you just come into the office and just follow the little map that's printed in the guidebook, and there's stories about each of the individuals. You might have to search a little bit, but it's a nice leisurely walk, and you look for the people that you're interested in, or take the whole tour if you'd prefer.
Speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, this morning Ask the Expert. And Don, if one of our listeners would like information about a walking tour, what goes on at Evergreen, maybe one of your planning guides, which is very helpful, what's the easiest way for folks to get in touch with you?
Sure. Get in touch with us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or give us a call at 342-2593. Don't forget our Southwest Virginia Food Bank COVID-19 food drive that is continuing through the end of the week. So bring canned food by any of our Evergreen Memorial Trust locations.
Very well. It's evergreenmemorialtrust.com for more details. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good to talk to you, my friend, and we'll talk again here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Joey. See you in a couple of weeks.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.